at Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Luna Lounge. Welcome to the Luna Lounge.
At Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Luna Lounge. Welcome to the Luna Lounge.
At Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Luna Lounge. Welcome to the Luna Lounge.
At Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Luna Lounge. Welcome to the Luna Lounge.
At Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Luna Lounge. Welcome to the Luna Lounge.
At Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Luna Lounge. Welcome to the Luna Lounge.
At Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Luna Lounge. Welcome to the Luna Lounge.
At Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Luna Lounge.
Good day, good day, wherever you are on planet Earth. I was actually talking with the microphone on mute there just for a second. So for those of you who just saw me where there was no sound coming through, apologies because, Mercury retrograde. Yeah, I think you all get that point. Welcome to the Luna Lounge with myself, Israel Adjozie, a show brought to you, sponsored by the one and only Magic Mind. You're getting mental fatigue, physically fatigue, you know, mentally cloudy in terms of, you need this drink here. Go au natural. I'm telling you, the details are in the description below. Also, they've got the gummy bears out. I'm going to be, hopefully by next week, I should have the link for that. So you can purchase the gummy bears. Yeah, man. Picture that. But yeah, go get your Magic Mind. There's no other like it, I assure you. Description's in my thing, and you get a, I think it's a 20% discount, something along that line, as courtesy from the Luna Lounge itself. So go get your Magic Mind, people. What else I was going to say? Hope you're well. Thank you to all of you guys who take time to tune in, to log in. I'm actually live on LinkedIn, Instagram, and YouTube. You know, for those of you who are regular, I'm here every week, every Wednesday, 12:30 p.m. UK time. I want to thank all of those people who take time to listen to the recording, who download the record. Listen, man, you guys are fabulous. Shout out to my people over there in Brazil. You still got the highest. I'm still got the highest listenership. Make no mistake about it. Shout out to everybody who's tuned in here. Shout out to Denny. Shout out to Pretty. Shout out to Coco Brown. Welcome to the show. All logged in. How you doing, Coco Brown? Oh, even here on the... I see ya. Got a bit of a... No, I haven't. So then what's going on there? What else I was going to say? Yeah, shout out to Belgium, all of them, Netherlands, Middle East, Dubai, UAE. Those of you who take time to listen to this one and only Lunar Lounge podcast show. So, welcome all. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are on the planet. Listen, what is the weather like where you are? I'm looking outside my cloudy wrap in here in London, UK. But, you know, it's that time of the year. So, can't really complain too tough, can we? What else? Got my millisphere here. My little buddy keeps me, you know, letting them know that the world keeps on spinning. You know how it goes. Got you right there. Symbol of the show, that should be the symbol of the show. Anywho, shout out to Coco Brown, shout out to Faye, shout out to Pamela. Welcome to the show, and I'm sure many more will be joining me as well. Shout out to Denny Luna, Denny Luna Visions. I like that. You know, it's got a bit of a, you know, connection with my show, The Luna Lounge. Denny Luna Visions with The Luna Lounge. I don't know. Maybe we should do something together, Denny. Give me a shout. Shout out to Mason. Yeah, Mason said, looks like London here also. Yeah, I bet. But you are in New York. I think New York and UK, they tend to have like similar kind of weathers, you know, they do have similar kind of weathers. What else I was going to say? What's been going on? I'll be bringing up the chart for the moment. What is the news? What is the headlines? What is it that we've been hearing of lately? Wars as usual, right? We got the wars. Syria been overthrown, right? They've overthrown Assad. Okay, so that's going on. Tension still in the Middle East, still building. What's changed? And nothing changed there, right? Mr. Jay-Z, I'm maybe bringing up your chart today. I told you guys. I told you. I told you. I don't know. I have to look for that episode where I spoke about that. I said, I knew from the waiting for PDD, I say, he next. And sure enough, he next. Yeah, he's having some heavy transits at the moment. But I knew from Pluto went into Aquarius, I said, yeah. You're up next. Anyhow, we'll talk a little bit about that later. I think this group may go. When I say group, I'm talking all this scandal, all this undercover. I think it goes a lot more deeper. You know, now we're gonna find out why they didn't want Donald Trump in that White House. Yeah, because he's got some shit. Please swear to me quickly. I release that list. I want to know who's on there. I mean, we already know some of the people who are on there already. And it ain't over for them either. Mr. Prince Andrew. Hey. Anywho, we'll be bringing up the chart for the moment while I ramble on. Keep your questions coming. Keep your comments coming if there are any. Do remember that this show is available for download on all the podcast platforms from Apple, Spotify, Amazon. The Lunar Lounge podcast is there. So you can listen also as well. So yeah, cool. You remember I started off with two shows, doing two shows. Well, I ain't got no time for that right about now. It's like just not happening. Especially right about now. But it's still something that I'm going to probably introduce it back in for the meantime. You know, the Wednesday one was the main one. I just thought I'd do a little top up on it. But I think this is taking on too much here. Shout out to LaDonna. Welcome. Greetings. Welcome to the show. Pamela, I hope you had a good birthday. Shout out to Pam. It was her birthday yesterday. Did you have a bit of cake, drink a bit of champagne, a bit of the bubbly, go out for dinner, spend time with, you know, friends, family. So what it's about these days, isn't it? Spending time with friends and family. How can you not? And we're coming to that time of the year where that is more encouraged. So What else has been happening in the world? Anything interesting? No, I think I've mentioned the main things that have been on the news. What is it, this case? I only stumbled across this case this morning about this 18-year-old boy who's been jailed for a year in Dubai for having some sexual relations with the. I don't quite know the depths of the story. Oh yes, I've got to talk about this, especially being an ex-boxer myself. Floyd Mayweather is in London, came to London, went down Hatton Gardens. For those of you who are outside of the UK, Hatton Gardens is a place that is known for selling jewelry, diamonds, all the high priced, you know, it's known for that. Hatton Gardens. Anywho, Floyd Mayweather goes down there. Because of some of the statements that he's made over the past year that he's in support of Israel with the whole conflict with the state of Israel and Palestine, and his viewpoint is that he's back in Israel. Now, this is my thing. Whether you want to say right or wrong, or you agree or disagree, I don't care what you agree to in life. People are always going to have an opposite view. You're always going to meet people who have an opposite view, and they will have a strong case as to why they have that opposite view. And we can dialogue, we can speak about it, we can disagree. Fine, no problem. However, a group of, I don't know what I'm going to call them, yobs, whatever. As far as I'm concerned, they're looking for clout. They're clout chasers, as far as I'm concerned. They're no more than that. But they came out and basically it got a bit violent, you know. Also almost got into a bit of fisticuffs, and they had to rush him off and drive him off. I suppose that's why he was down Hatton Gardens, because Hatton Gardens it's Jewish run. Although I have known one or two non-Jewish people who have also had shops up there as well, but it's mainly Jewish run. I think everybody knows that pretty much all the shops down there are Jewish owned. And I feel that was one of the reasons why he went down there anyway, to make that affiliation again, that he's back in the Jewish people or the is Israel. In terms of the conflict, so that inflated a lot of people, and they came down and said their piece, and it got violent. Basically, they had to rush him off. He's not going to be too fond of UK anymore, are you, Mr. Floyd? But this is my thing. I mean, like, come on, man, that's not a representation of the people of all of England. You have your right to your views. We can disagree with it. We can put our case across. If we're going to debate, let's have a debate. And if not, you know, leave it be. I don't think, like, because, you know, if that's the world we're going to be living in, basically that means that anybody can get violent for your opposing views. Regardless whether you're, of course, you're going to say your views are right. Everyone's going to say that. But is that the world we really want, you know? It is what it is. However, moving on. So shout out to Floyd Mayweather. And again, people are not necessarily going to always agree with you, Floyd. It is what it is. However, the people who are pro-Palestinian, yes, of course you have your view, and yes, you are entitled to your view. And the people who are pro-Israel, yes, you have your view and you're entitled to your view. Doesn't mean that people have to, you know what I mean? There's already enough war going on. I don't think it helps by you adding to it, dummies. Anyhow, let's keep it moving. Shall we bring up the chart for the moment? Let's see what's happening. Pam said, yeah, thank you. Had a fabulous day with family and friends. Great, great, great. The Astro family did wish you a lot of birthday wishes. So let's get the chart up and running. Shall we look at Mr. Jay-Z later? Let's look at after the transits and then we'll talk about, or shall we go to Jay-Z first? I don't know. It's a hard one. Let's go to the chart of the moment first, and then we'll take it from there. Okay, let me share my screen. Hey, here we go. We got the moon in Aries, people. Booyah! I tell you what, the moon moved quick. It only moved into Aries the other day. What's going on? You know what I mean? I know you only meant to be there 2.5 days. It didn't seem like you were there. I could have sworn you only moved there yesterday. But we've got an Aries moon. Fire, fire. I'm going to bring some fire to the show today, people. That's for sure. Things are warming up, heating up a little bit. Hopefully the weather warms up a little bit. Should do. Well, it's leaving now, and it's going to go into Taurus. It's going to get a bit dry. However, let's have a look at what is happening, and let's see what's going to be happening over the course of the coming days. I mean, we're halfway through December already, aren't we? I did say I'm going to be doing a lecture about the year 2025, things to watch out for, what's also going to be. Yeah, so I should have actually done that. I will be announcing that next week then. Okay, hold your horses. For those of you following me on social media, you are going to see the adverts for that. So yeah, do come along. Should be good. What is it I was going to say? So what is happening here? Okay. The square between Jupiter and Saturn seems to be getting closer because Jupiter is going retrograde and Saturn's moving forward. So they're closing up that gap, aren't they? Yeah. Venus is moving away from Pluto. How deep is your love? How has it been for you guys over the last couple of days? Have you been feeling the intensity also of the Mars-Pluto opposition? Well, part of that is what I've been talking about just a moment ago, right? With Mr. Floyd and Middle East and the whole thing with Syria. I remember if Syria's involved, Russia's involved. If Russia's involved, Chinese is linked to it. If China's linked to it, then Iran's involved. And it's just like a knock-on effect, isn't it? One after the other. Hey, hey, hey. How's the Mercury retrograde treating you? Okay, so we're having a trine at the moment. With Mercury, because he's moving retrograde, he's trining Mars. So we've got a Mercury-Mars trine at the moment. This is excellent for communication. It can speed up, even though the planet Mercury is retrograding, it can speed up a lot of communication process, anything to do with trade, anything to do with travel, anything to do with telecommunications. All of those things are things that can be heightened. Mars is going retrograde also as well. They're both retrograde. Mercury and Mars are both retrograde. I keep forgetting that Mars is retrograde for some reason. Why? I don't know. But hey, he's retrograde. So, but obviously Mercury is the faster planet. So Mercury is applying to that Mars. So Mars Mercury is very good for anything. If you're writing, anything to do with traveling, anything to do with, wanting to initiate something that is telecommunication orientated, communication, this can be really good for that with both of them in fire signs as well. So they bring an element of drama. They bring a bit of drama to the picture. So definitely, you want to be working that. What else? When is that going to actually come? When are they going to come exact? I don't know. Looks like in a few days. Well, Mercury's going to go direct. Oh, so it doesn't actually go exact because he's moving back as well. Okay. Well, they're still in trine, though. I mean, they seem like they're in trine for quite a bit. Until we could say about until the 20th of December, right? Okay, so they're still in trying. Okay, we'll take that until the 20th of December. So, okay, coolio. What else is happening? What are the next aspects that are jumping out at me here? What else can you see? Who's this? Is it Pide? Welcome to the show. Who else is making an aspect here? Doesn't seem to be like much going on. But the Saturn Jupiter, okay, that's tightening up. Let's keep it going. Okay, so Mercury's going to start moving direct. Comes out of retrograde on the 16th, 17th of December. Mercury will start moving direct. Then we can start getting on with our lives. And I suppose that will be good for the Christmas or the festive season, right? Okay, let me just move back a bit. On the 15th of December, we've got a full moon in the sign of Gemini, people. Gemini. The sign of communication. The sign that belongs to Mercury. So isn't it interesting that we get this full moon? What wasn't when Mercury went retrograde the other... Wasn't that coinciding with one of the lunations or something? Okay, anyway. We could say on the day of the full moon, the next day, Mercury starts moving direct. So there's something here about an enhancement of communication, an enhancement of knowledge here. And this is what this essentially is spelling out. There's a release. So people, round about the 15th, 16th, 17th of December, watch out for major news. Watch out for major news. Watch out for... And when I say, of course, they tell the news every day, and there's always something, well, kind of surprising. I suppose this is part of the thing with journalism, isn't it? That they're trying to, they try so much because it's very competitive. So it's all about who's reporting what first. So they always want to, you know, they always want to be able to bring, you know, groundbreaking news in some way, shape, or form. But the thing that makes groundbreaking news is the stuff that is, it's something traumatic. It's something more on the negative scale. That's what makes the news, unfortunately. You see, human beings, we're not interested in nicey-nicey stuff. Like I said, if you switched on the news, and the news went something along the lines of, today, a nice young man down the road won the lottery. And, nice young man and a nice young lady passed their examinations with flying colors. And Mrs. Johnson bought a lovely Range Rover. And, a wonderful man, but you wouldn't watch it. You wouldn't watch it. And a doctor went into the hospital and healed many of the patients. And, all the homeless have been fed. You know, you wouldn't watch it. It's a part of the human psyche that we want drama. We need tragedy. We feed off tragedy. You know, people will say, the news is negative. When has news ever been positive? Look throughout history, from the time immemorial, from the time we started to write. You know, if you go back to ancient Egyptian, Babylonian, and cultures even before that, all their records of eclipses and wars and omens and things happening, this is nothing new. I don't know why people think that there was a time in history where it was the good old days. Yeah, the golden age. Dream on, pal. Show me when. You know, people have this idea that, you know, history was, you know, they like to romanticize and like to reflect back on when, History was back in what? Never been peaceful. Always been wars. Always been disputes. Always been fights. Always been conflicts. Always been tragedies. Floods, killings. You name it. It's always been there. It's a part of the human psyche. When are people going to understand that? I sense never. Yeah. It's always been there. It's nothing new. Denny Luna Vigil says, as a journalist, I have to say you are nailing this. Thank you. That's coming from a journalist, by the way. And what do I know about journalism? But you get the point of what I'm trying to say here. It is part of the human psyche that we thrive off drama. So I can understand journalists or broadcasters or news channels needing to bring you something that's, hey, look at this. Look at what's happening here. You know, and then people go, oh, no, it's all negative. Yeah. If it weren't negative, you wouldn't watch it. You won't watch it. You know, it's the same with movies, right? We need the adversary. You can't have a mountain without a valley. You can't have a valley without a mountain. Life is about ups and downs. What we are trying to seek, though, is seek some balance and elevation and enlightenment and growth. And sometimes it's actually the stuff that we could see as quite chaotic is the stuff that actually is the catalyst for growth, is the catalyst for change. So yeah, what's the saying they say? Can't make an omelet without breaking some eggs. It is what it is. Anyway, I rant on there with a bit of my philosophical, I'm just saying, you get what it is. But what I'm saying is, going back to why I said that, is because this full moon, which is going to be in Gemini, which is ruled by Mercury, it's all about information. It's all about information disposal. It's all about information spreading. And it's interesting that on this day of this full moon, the next day, Mercury comes out of retrograde and moves direct. So that's why I'm saying on the 15th, 16th, you're going to hear some big news. Like, it's going to be big news. I wonder if it's going to be about Jay-Z. Who knows? Could well be. Watch this space. Why do I say it could be about Jay-Z? The reason why I say that is because Mercury is in the sign of Gemini. The sun currently is in the sign of... Mercury is the ruler of Gemini. Mercury currently is in the sign of Sagittarius. The sun right now is in the sign of Sagittarius. And Jay-Z is a Sagittarius. That's why I said it could be about him. Let's watch this space. Isn't it interesting? Don't you see the connection? When the sun and Mercury entered the sign of Sagittarius, information about this thing, about this allegation onto Jay-Z comes out, and he's a Sagittarius. Coincidence? I think not. Okay. I'm going to bring up his chart in a minute. We're going to have a quick look at that. Anyhow, watch out. 15th, 16th, 17th, big information coming out. Could be Jay-Z, might not be, could be something else, could be to do with the wall, something of that nature. Could be about Trump, he's opposite sign, he's Gemini. You know, could be. This is going to be a full moon in Gemini, you know. And it's actually hovering around Donald Trump's sun, because this full moon is going to be at 23 degrees of Gemini. And Donald Trump's sun is at 22 degrees of Gemini. So watch this space. Around the 14th, 15th, 16th, 17th, information coming out in regards to Donald Trump. I betcha, betcha, betcha. Okay. Watch this space. Anywho, what else is happening? 15th, 16th. Okay, so we've got the full moon. Things are peaking. People, make sure you charge your crystals, right? Make sure you charge your crystals. 15th is when? That's this Sunday coming, yeah? So for those of you, you know me, man. You need to get these bad boys and get them fired up, man. Get them fired up. Get your crystals, get them all charged up. I normally bury them perhaps maybe about three days before, you know. So maybe like tomorrow, Thursday, Friday, bury them, uproot them up on the Sunday, put them on the windowsill, make sure that they take in that light from the full moon, charge them up, and they're good to go for about another 6 months, and even more sometimes, you know. I find that the energies on them are very, they're on point, so keep it there. Shout out to Fane. Good afternoon to you. Bonjour from the south of France. Welcome to the show. Hope you're well. How's the weather down there? Is it nice and warm? So that's on the 15th. Make your wishes manifest. What else is happening here? What else are we getting? We're not getting much. 18th. Anything specific? No. Rewind, baby. How did I nearly miss you? I would have nearly missed you, wouldn't I? Okay, from the 14th. From the 14th of December, that's this Saturday, right? The sun is going to start to square Neptune. We've got sun square Neptune, people. We've got the planet of illusion, disillusion, fantasy. The planet which refines. The planet which dissolves anything it comes into contact with. And we've got the sun squaring. You know what I'm going to tell you, people? For those of you people who like to have a drink, stay away. Okay? Be careful of that. It's actually going to be this Saturday. Actually, it's going to be starting from this Friday. So people going out this weekend, be careful how you're drinking. You know, you need to be careful how you're drinking anyway, right? I don't want to be a, you know, party pooper. I don't want to, you know, crap all over your nice time. But, you know, be careful, mindful, because people are going to be very sensitive. Yeah, this is coming up also to the whole full moon. As a matter of fact, that full moon is going to square that Neptune. So it's actually a great time for healing, people. This full moon coming up is a great time for healing, especially talking about your, you know, vocalizing, because it's in the sign of Gemini, okay? So you want to be tapping into that energy. So sun is going to be squaring Neptune starting from this Friday, 13th. Did you hear that? Friday, 13th. It's Friday the 13th, people. Yeah, it's a good day. But the square is going to actualize on the 18th of December. On the 18th of December is when the sun will be exact square to Neptune, okay? It can be a great time for poetry. It can be a great time for healing. It can be a great time for listening to music. It can be a great time for meditation. It can be a great time for getting into anything which is spiritual. What do I mean by spiritual? Normally when people use that word, people think in religious terms. No, that's not the only way. When I say spiritual, I'm meaning it's a great time to do anything which benefits other people. Sun square Neptune can be a great time for helping other people, assisting other people, doing some charity work, looking after others. This is sun square Neptune. This is going to be on the 18th of December, but it's starting from the 13th, 14th. So there's a buildup. This is when it's going to be its peak. Do watch out in terms of, you know, again, like I said, alcohol, drugs. I'm not accusing you of anything, but do be mindful because people are going to be very, very sensitive around this particular period because we're talking about the sun squaring. There's going to be a lot of confusion around this time as well. So you want to be mindful in and around that. There can be misunderstandings and misinterpretation and just feeling confused about life as a whole. A lot of people are just confused about life anyway. But this will definitely heighten that. So people, do be mindful of this transit. It's going to actualize on the 18th of December. We're going to have the sun square Neptune. But like I said, great for healing. great for doing any kind of spiritual work, great for doing some kind of charity. So definitely you want to be taking that on board. And for those of you who are artists or fashion designers, interior designers, this can be great for you also as well. It's good stuff. So that will peak on the 18th. On the 19th, then what do we have? 20th, do we have anything else? The square between Saturn and Jupiter is really getting tight here. We're going to be having an exact square between the two around that time. On the 21st of December, of course, as you all know, we are going to be having the winter solstice. Welcome Saturnalia, Yule. Welcome the real Christmas. Don't want to go into much of a conspiracy theory, but you get the point, right? The sun is going to be entering the zodiac sign of Capricorn, 0 degrees. It ingresses into the sign of Capricorn. So what does this mean for us in the northern hemisphere's part of the world? It means this is the point where the sun reaches its lowest point for us in the northern hemisphere. Hence, this begins the season of winter, coldness, dryness. Yeah. In my lecture about 2025, I will be talking about this in depth in regards to the weather, the kind of weather that we're going to be experiencing, and how it's also going to be looking for the next 3 months for the season of winter, which is also going to be crucial because it's going to be under this phase where Donald Trump is going to be sworn in, you know, as he's, you know, in America, they swear their presidents in on the 20th of January, don't they? So this will come under that. But the sun will be moving into the sign of Capricorn. Capricorn, it's your season, the mountain goat, time to, you know, climb. Keep climbing, baby. So that's going to be on the 21st. And what else did I want to talk about? I want to talk about that Saturn. When is it going to perfect? Okay. Well, that's interesting. The square perfects on the 24th. On the 24th. Yeah. On the 24th of December, the square between Jupiter and Saturn is going to perfect again. Yeah? So that's quite interesting because that's Christmas period, right? It's Christmas period. It's Hanukkah period. It's Kwanzaa period. You know, major festivals happening around this time of the year. And for those of you who don't celebrate none of them, well, New Year. There'll be something. Saturn versus Jupiter. Things can get a little bit restricted, but that's going to be for a while. Next year as well, they're going to come to a square again, which is quite interesting. I'm going to talk about that also in my lecture about 2025, how that is going to be affecting certain... Well, don't worry. I'm going to tell you where to put your money. You need to come along. Jupiter... So it's quite interesting because this is around Christmas. Do you know what? People are not going to be shopping as much this Christmas. For those of you who are in the, you know, retail industry people ain't shopping as much. Things are going to be a bit tight, actually. Yeah, Jupiter square Saturn. Things are going to be a bit tight. Well, let's watch this space, though. Let's see how that goes. Also, what is quite interesting, from that 24th of December, Venus is starting to make a square to Uranus. We're going to have Venus square Uranus. We're also going to have Mercury, as he's moving direct, starting to oppose Jupiter and also square Saturn. So there's going to be a T-square with Mercury, Jupiter, and Saturn. What can I say? I think the plot thickens. This could be quite intense times. Shout out to Sister Afia. Welcome to the... Shout out to Cruz. Shout out to Angela. Welcome to the show. Good day to you all. So as I was saying, yeah, it's... This Christmas seems to be quite tense. There's a lot of squares and opposition. And I'm not saying, it's a lot of action, that's for sure. But things are harsh. Anything with Saturn involved, especially with a square and an opposition, you're talking about restriction, you're talking about limitation, you're talking about, cutting your coat according to your size. Also as well, we got the Venus square Uranus. Now that's going to be erratic spending. So things are going to be tight, but those people who are going to be spending a little bit, what you're going to be finding is you're spending in spurts, and it's like, oh shit, that you didn't play. Oh my god, that, let me quickly get that. Yeah, that's what you're going to be getting with that Venus square Uranus. So watch out for that. Erratic spending. When does that perfect? The Venus Uranus is going to perfect practically on the 28th. Yeah, 28th of December. Venus Uranus will come exactly, will be exact square on the 28th of December. That's going to be after Christmas, right? There's going to be a lot of Christmas, the Boxing Day sale and all that kind of stuff. You know, how they get you to come and buy the stuff which is outdated because they've got new stuff coming in 2025. So they want to clear their warehouses and clear the space. So they sold you the old stuff at the price which it should have been originally anyway. And they tell you it's a sale. I know your tricks. The retail industry are not going to like me for saying that. Sorry, I don't mean to, But, it's what it is, isn't it? Don't give me that nonsense. Like, you're doing me a favor. You want to clear your warehouse because you've got new stuff coming for 2025. But there are some good deals. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying you can always get a good deal here and there. I'm not having a go at that. It's all good. But this is what that Venus square will be about. So that's going to be on the 28th of December. You know what? I think I'm going to leave it there. We shall go back next week. Now, what I do want to talk about very quickly, before we go to competition time and end the show, is Mr. Jay-Z. and as you can see, I'm bringing up his chart here. Bear with me. Here we go. We got Mr. Jay-Z. This is his chart now. You should be seeing it all on your screens. This is the chart of Mr. Jay-Z. Remember what I said. See, he's a Sagittarius with Mercury in Sagittarius. Pretty much when the sun went over. When did these allegations start coming out? A couple of days ago? I knew they were going in for him. Pluto went into Aquarius. I like, they're coming for you, boy. I knew they were coming for you. Yeah? There is talks about, we don't know whether it's the correct time, but we definitely know his date of birth. Now, one thing that is quite interesting, which I find interesting, is that if we look at the transits that Jay-Z is having, let me just put them. So here they are. We can see here that Saturn at the moment in Pisces is squaring his Sun, right? And is also going to be squaring his Mercury in a couple of months. So basically, he's having heavy, you know, everybody who's got planets in the mutable signs, you're all being touched. Gemini, Virgo, Sagittarius, Pisces, how you been feeling for the last year and a bit? Saturn's still going to be there until February 2026. It's your turn, baby. Then he's going to go into the cardinal again. Didn't it just feel like we just got released from Pluto in the cardinals? Yeah, well. Every dog has its day, right? Well, this is how it is. So, so he's having a bit of a tough time now. And, you know, in astrology, Saturn represents the law, represents restrictions. It's quite interesting because his wife, Miss Beyonce, is a Virgo, which means that Saturn is also opposing her Sun or any other planet which he has in Virgo. So she's having a, and again, that's the opposition. So that's going to be representing her husband going through difficulties because she's the Virgo. I'm not saying he's guilty. I'm not saying he's innocent. I'm a great fan of Jay-Z. I love his work. I think, for me, he is the best rapper out there. He is the GOAT. He is legendary. For anybody who knows anything about hip-hop, he is, I'm telling you, his bars are just something else. Extremely talented. However, yeah, you know what they say. I just don't want to say it because it's Jigga. It's Jigga, man. Hey, God. It's a hard knock life for us. Yeah. Saturn. It's a hard knock life. Well, Saturn's giving you a bit of a hard time right about now, Mr. Jigga. Why don't these people get... If anybody out there's got Mr. Jay-Z's number, can you pass in my details, please? Although I'm extremely busy, I will take him on board. All of these people, don't they have... You need to have your astrologer on point. You can trace it, Mr. Man. Yeah, anyhow. We've got Saturn squaring his stuff. So that's what's happening with him at this precise moment. But let's see how it plays out over the course of the next month. It does look a little bit of a weak case. I mean, there's meant to be allegations of this young girl. What, she was 13 at the time? I mean, excuse me. What's a 13-year-old doing in a big man, wherever this place was? Club, wherever, I don't know. I need to read this story properly. 13-year-old. How is a 13-year-old even around somebody of that? But then again, you say that, and then look at a case like Aaliyah with R. Kelly. I mean, they're all bloody hell. Oh, come on, people. Wake up. Smell the coffee. Anyway, it will be a hard case to... You know, and we're talking about Jay-Z and Beyonce here, isn't it? You're talking about a huge empire. This ain't going to be easy to bring down. I know he's got them big lawyers on there. He's got the big lawyers on his case. Yeah? Yeah, you need to... You've got Johnny Cochran's son or grandson up in... You know what I mean? You're going to need it. You might have to dig up Johnny Cochran himself. But it does seem like a little bit of a weak case. But you know what? Mark my word. You ready here for... There's going to be more. There's going to be more allegations coming. And number two, it's also going to damage his reputation, especially when that Saturn comes to his Mercury, which will be next year, round about February, March. You heard it here first. Watch February, March. You're going to see he's going to hit the headlines again. Yeah? But this one's a bit, you know, are there any witnesses? Don't look like, well, all them years back. I mean, you said when you were 13, how old are you now? You know, this was way back. What year was it meant to? Over 20 years ago. It's going to be hard to prove, but there will be more that will come out of the woodworks and start to, and I'm under no illusion that, of course, a lot of them are going to be looking money and stuff like that, but, you know, it's America, innit? It's all about money, innit? Sue me this, sue me that. How much money are you going to give me? Yeah, it's all about that stuff. They love that stuff over there. Anywho, that's Mr. Jay-Z. I thought I'd just talk about him a bit because it, like, yeah. Okay, let's watch this space. Mr. Jigga Man. If you ain't careful, they're about to put them cuffs on you, boy. You're going to be joining your buddy, Mr. P. Diddy. And you know what these, you know, this, unless they're building, because with Puff Daddy, you know, it's federal. You know, these people don't play. The moment you hear federal, and if federal people are building a case against you, you know, if they're coming for you, that's your eyes. You know, all them, like, Harvey Weinstein, them federal, when the people are coming for you, you're gone. You can forget bail and all that kind of stuff. Ain't happening. Anyhow, if you are innocent, Mr. Jay-Z, I'm hoping you are, then so be it. But it will still tarnish you a little bit. The Saturn will, because yeah. Let's watch this. Every dog has his day, man. I'm telling you. it is what it is. And let's go back again. So it's that time of the week. It's competition time. Let me put the email on the screens. I asked a question yesterday. Last week. What was the nature of the... What was the question again? Okay. All I know is there's no winner. Yeah? That's all I know. I asked about the law, which house would indicate judgment, right? Do you all remember? Yeah. I see, Christian, you're getting sharper with your timing. Bang on the midnight, he came in. You and Max. Sura, you're losing it. 1 minute past. What is going on here? I don't understand why you said, well, I'm not even going to go into that. But somebody said here, sixth house. Well, sixth house can be judgment. Ninth house, yeah, I think it's Christian, ninth house. Max also as well, you said ninth house. But you did say you wasn't sure, so I get you. I can see why you went for ninth house, but based on questions that I've asked before, you should have known that was a 10th house answer. Come on, man. So no winner this week. No 30 Skriller. Okay. Okay. What else? So I've got to ask a question, right? Shall I ask the easy one? Shall I make it easy? I shouldn't be making it easy. I should be making it difficult, to be quite honest. Let's have a look. Okay, so what is the question for this week? This is a good one. Oh, no. I've asked that one in the past. Okay, so I've got one for you. Question. I'm going to ask a question. For those of you who are listening for the first time, what it is I ask a question, and the first person who answers me next week, Wednesday midnight, UK time. So do adjust your clocks wherever you are on the globe. Denny Lunar Vision said 7th. Fane said 12th house or 9th house. Neither of you got it about thieves. Where you been? Well, hold on a minute. What's going on here? Okay. Fane was letting me know it's pretty cold in the south of France. Okay. So you're getting that cold breeze from the sun. Okay. So thieves. No, that was the week before. Where you been? Twelfth house or 9th house? No, I asked about judgment. Danny Lunavision says 7th house. You see, I could see why you would say that. Coco Brown said I would have thought 7th house as well. Yeah. Judgment. The house of judgment, where the judgment is taken. You see, I see how you're thinking, but you're thinking that ABC astrology. You're thinking the ABC astrology, and you're thinking, oh, 7th house, 7th sign, Libra, scales of justice, 7th house, no. The house that represents where the judgments, the house that represents the judge is the 10th house. So yes, yes, Fane, Mercury retrograde to be blamed. I hear you. Okay, so I'm going to be posing another question. It's actually the 10th house. And I could see, understand why some of you picked the 9th house also as well. I get that. I can see it. If I didn't know the answer, or no, I would have gone for something like 9th house as well. And I can see your 7th house as well. But it's ABC astrology. You're deriving that based on ABC astrology, not on authentic, rooted, traditional astrology. House of Judgment is the 10th. 10th gives the final, that's it. It's the boss. Anywho, what is the question for today? Okay, listen to me carefully, people. What planet rules blacksmiths? What planet rules blacksmiths? A blacksmith? We all know what a blacksmith is. What planet rules blacksmiths? First person who inboxes me next week, Wednesday at 12 midnight, will be the proud owner of £30. Will be coming over to you. The first person who answers me next week, Wednesday, midnight, UK, GMT time. So do adjust the clocks to wherever you are. The email address is there on your screen. It's what you're looking at right now. For those of you looking at my screen, for those of you who are listening to the recording, the email address is thelunarloungepodcast@gmail.com. thelunarloungepodcast@gmail.com is the email where you send the answer to. Don't send it to my personal email. Send it to thelunarloungepodcast@gmail.com. So that will be next week, Wednesday, midnight. You know, what planet rules blacksmiths? Very simple. What planet rules blacksmiths? Anywho, so that is competition time. Fane is saying justice. Coco Brown, I struggle to get out of ABC astrology. Yeah, man. Drop that stuff. Drop it, man. Gets you well into trouble. Doesn't let your astrology be sound either. It is what it is, though. However, speaking about ABC astrology, people, astrology courses are running. There's also actually, there's quite a few new batch who want to be signing up for next year. It's going to be starting like in, well, you can sign up anytime. Don't get me wrong. You can sign up at any time. Doesn't matter where you sign up. Listen, people, my astrology courses are, listen, superior. You sign up. Once you sign up, you have your own portal. You sign in. You have access to all of the topics, recorded topics. And every week, we have a live class. And you also have access to all the recordings of the live classes also as well. And reading material. You have a lifetime access, people. Lifetime access. I believe there's a 20% discount or something floating around at the moment. However, you've got until the 1st of January and the prices are going to double. I swear it. They're going to double. I was speaking with, I'm not going to say who I was speaking with, and I, when they saw the prices, they were like, are you nuts? Are you crazy? like, no, no. It's just way too, and I knew it was, but still, I just wanted to give people, they're going to double. Get in there while you can. Once you sign up, you're in. You can start, you know, at any time. You've got the things there. Every week there are live classes. So I take you from that to the advanced level as well. There's three modules. So you can sign up to either beginners, intermediate, or advanced. The intermediate level and the advanced level are more money also as well. And they're going to be doubling also as well. They're actually more than doubling, the intermediate and advanced level, but the foundational level, fundamental level is definitely going to be going up. So you want to get in there while you can, at this precise moment. Tarot for intermediate level is coming. It should be coming I think they're all going to just start in the new year, to be quite honest. I wanted the Mercury retrograde to be over, but I will be doing some free introductions to tarot, because I'm going to be starting off for tarot for beginners, and also for those of you who came or who have done my beginners already, I'm going to be starting intermediate level also, all in the new year. They're going to be starting in the second week of January. I've got numerology. I'm going to be doing another free introduction to numerology also on the 28th of this month. And on the 4th of January, I'm going to be starting the numerology course. You want to get in on that also as well. Palmistry is already in the way, but I'm going to be doing another palmistry, which should be starting either end of January or beginning of February. So plenty of courses, esoteric teachings. All my courses are all hands-on. I'm showing you in real time how this works. So you have access to the recording classes, reading material, and the classes also as well. So if you can't make it or whatever, no problem. And we have live classes every week. So bring your questions there. So yeah, keep it coming. Shout out to Tiffany. Shout out to Michelle. Welcome to the show, all the way from over the pond. So that's with the courses. So get on them, because trust me, their prices are going up. Like, I'm talking up. I'm not even playing around no more. I'm done playing with you. New material gets uploaded every week, depending on which model you're doing. You know, it's there's not too many people on the intermediate and thing. A lot of people are on the fundamental, because, and there is, you get none of that ABC astrology crap. Yeah, you're learning real stuff. Yeah, knowing how to see what's in the chart. Hit me up if you're interested. sacredplanets@gmail.com. You can get that 20% discount off. You get your own portal and you start, and then you join us in the class. And yeah. So coolio. What else? Yeah, I think that's it. There's going to be some new courses as well coming in the new year as well. I'm going to be doing something on magic. So I'm going to be doing stuff on magic, rituals, things like that. So I'm going to be doing a course on that. So look out for that. And I'm going to be doing something on runes, divination runes. So yeah, watch out for that as well. Anywho, it's come to that time of the week where it's the tarot card of the week, right? So, tarot card of the week. Let me just shuffle. Just shuffling the cards here, and let's see what the message is from the universe. What are we to bear in mind over the course of the next week? I'm just going to split it, and here, what we got. Yeah. Did we get this a few weeks ago or so? 10 of rods or wands, take your pick. We got the 10, yeah? So, overwhelmed, taken on too much? Have you bitten off more than you can chew? Well, this card is actually advising that we have to be mindful over the course of the next week that we don't take on too much and bite off more than we can chew. This could also be to do with all the festive season coming up. You know, sometimes you want to go there, buy that and stuff like that. Yeah, slow it down. If you have taken on a bit too much, what you're going to be finding over the course of the next week is you're dropping it. You're dropping it. You're ending it. It's finito. Yeah. That is what the card of this week is about. It's a 10, and 10's about endings. Final. Yeah. You've hit that flat plane. You've gone. Time to bring it down. That is what the 10 of Wands essentially is about. Feeling overwhelmed. Yeah, feeling just heavy. Yeah, that is what this card is saying. No more. No mas. Give it up. Let the ghost go. And yeah, those are the things that we've got to take on during the course of this week, that we're not taking on too much. We're not overwhelming ourselves, overburdening ourselves. That card is about being overburdened. And if you are overburdened, that's going to be ending during the course of this week. So watch out for that. With every ending, there is a new beginning. Do watch out for that. People, I have come to the end of my show. I want to thank each and every single one of you. Don't forget this Sunday, we've got the full moon. Happy full moon in advance. We've got the full moon in Gemini. It's going to be at 23 degrees. Look in your chart. Do you have any planets around 23 degrees? Is it picking up anything in 23 degrees? For those of you a bit more advanced, what house is it landing in 23 degrees? Let's see. But do remember, on the more mundane level, like I said, watch out for the information that's going to be coming around that 15th, 16th. It could come a bit early, so we could hear it on the 13th, 14th. But yeah, it could be like, yeah, 13th, 14th. But around 15th, 16th, 17th, because that's going to be the release. That's also the day when Mercury starts to go direct as well. We're likely going to hear about, whew, you know, like I said, could be about Jay-Z, who knows, or Donald Trump. You know, it could be anything around that. And it doesn't, well, I was just about to say it doesn't have to be negative, but, you know, if it's news, it tends to be negative because, like I said, human beings, yeah, we like a bit of negativity. We like a bit of drama. It is what it is. You can't have one without the other. So, yeah. On that note, people, thank you very much. The show will be uploaded, will be available on the YouTube channel within the next 10 minutes. Will be available on all podcast platforms, Apple, Spotify, Amazon, you will be able to find the Lunar Lounge show. I want to thank each and every one of you who support the show, who download the show and listen to the show. Thank you. Keep your comments coming. If for those of you watching on YouTube, please, please, please hit the like, hit the subscription button, leave a nice comment. Or if you're not wanting to leave a nice comment, don't leave a comment at all. But, you know, yeah, support the show. Let the show keep growing. 2025, we're looking to take it to that next level. So, yeah. I've also said, actually, in 2025, I'm going to start bringing in guests. You know, I've been saying that for years. I've been saying that from the start of the show. Do you know, guess what? It's coming up to 18 months. It's coming up to 18 months that this show has been running. Time flies like that. However, I've all been doing it by myself. So I need to start bringing in guests. Guests who I'm going to be speaking to, you know, just various guests from various backgrounds and, you know, esoteric, whether it's astrology, tarot, mythology, whatever, all welcome on the show. So, yeah, watch. Tiffany saying that I'll be a guest. Yeah, why not? We can have you on as well. you know, but anything where we could talk about astrology, tarot, philosophy, you know, any kind of ideologies, we can rope in so many different kind of things. It doesn't matter. Numerology, all that kind of stuff. Different kind of guests, healers, spiritual workers, you know, esoteric folks, people of the occult, witches, wizards, all of that. Everyone is welcome on this show. Alternative healers, all of that. It will be what it is. So all of that, looking to definitely expand that in 2025. People, thank you very, very much. I want to thank each and every single one of you. And I will be with you.
Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Let me listen.
Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.
I love that. Anywho, welcome to the Lunar Lounge, people. I will be with you next week. What is it going to be? Next week, the 18th? I'll be with you, same place, same time. Thank you for tuning in. Very much appreciated. People, stay blessed. I am Israel Ajozi. You can tune into the Lunar Lounge. And I am out. Thank you.
Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Lunar Lounge. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.
The Hitmakers.